Pop Spotting Class of 90.
Mm-hmm. Wednesday, July 13th, 2011.
Welcome to Pop Spotting. I'm Jen.
And I'm Ryan.
It's Wildcard Wednesday, where anything goes. And this week, I want to do another music show, but I'd like to talk about Hawaiian music. Because recently, I've done several Hawaii-type themed shows. Like I talked about Sarah Vowell's Hawaii book last week and about local food the week before. And I've been really anxious to do this kind of a show because Hawaiian music is changing a lot. There are a lot of different styles of Hawaiian music now. There's a hip-hop category in the Nahoku Hanohano Awards, which is kind of our local Grammys. And so I think this will be our inaugural Hawaiian music show.
Ah, I like that. The first of many, perhaps. Well, I was really looking forward to this show because a few of our listeners have asked for it. And I certainly, for one, cannot argue with hearing more Hawaiian music out there in the world.
These artists have all won awards either this year or in the recent past at the Nahoku Hanohano Awards. And I picked these particular artists because I just happen to enjoy them. I've either caught live performances by them or have just really enjoyed their CDs.
I like it. So what's the first artist?
Manoa DNA. Ah. They're a father and sons trio, father and two sons. They've released three albums, and each of their albums, it's kind of the same formula. They cover a lot of folk from the 70s, like CSNY and James Taylor, and some local standards by C&K and Kalapana, and they do a lot of original compositions as well, and they do some traditional Hawaiian language songs.
Now, I like Manoa DNA. If there's anything that I would say about them, though, is that they're a very polished group. I mean, they practice to within an inch of their life. They sound like a studio band even when they're performing live, and they're in fact the official band, I think, of the Hawaii Tourism Authority's campaign in Japan. That is to say, our government agency, sourced to kind of support our number one industry in Hawaii, chose Manoa DNA to be our ambassadors in our biggest market because their sound is so well packaged and so clean. And they're certainly a talented group.
We were lucky enough to see them live at a benefit that a few of our friends held for Japan Relief, and I thought they were quite good live. I enjoyed them a lot. I think they're all very accomplished ukulele and guitar players, and this is actually one of their traditional songs. This is called Hualalai.
Hualalai by Manoa DNA, and again, that's Lloyd, Nick, and Alex Kawakami. What did you like about that song in particular?
It's a traditional standard, but I just enjoy their harmonies and the way they play the ukulele.
And by standard, you mean that there's sort of a songbook of Hawaiian music. I mean,
right.
It's not that large, and there are some songs that pretty much every Hawaiian artist does. And I agree, that's a pretty good rendition. Who's next up?
Natalie Ai'i Kama'u.
She was one of the big winners at the most recent Nahoku Awards.
Yeah, she won for her most recent album, E. And E is really interesting because it features a cover of Evergreen by Barbara Streisand, which is not a song I ever expected to hear on a Hawaiian album. And I have to say, I love Natalie's voice, and I think she actually sounds a little bit like Barbara Streisand on this track.
Well, you know, that's certainly high praise. One thing that bears emphasizing about Hawaiian music, and maybe it's true elsewhere, but it really feels strong here, is that it's a family thing. It's a legacy thing. Almost every prominent, well-respected, successful musician in Hawaii comes from a multi-generational series of musicians. It's parents and grandparents and great-grandparents that were making music or making performing art. And Natalie Ai Kamau was from a family of hula dancers, of kumu hula, or, you know, heads or teachers of hula halau, large groups of hula dancers. And her parents were Howard and Olana Ai. They had the halau hula Olana. They won several awards at the Merry Monarch, which was the big hula contest that happens every year.
That comes through in her music, because chant, traditional Hawaiian chanting, features very prominently in her albums. And I enjoy listening to her because of her chants. Hawaiian chants, or oli, are very chicken skin things for me. They're traditional, and they're
ancient. And ancient. They call up a lot of emotions. And even if you don't know what they're saying, and I'll admit, even though I'm Native Hawaiian and studied Hawaiian for 3 years, a lot of times I have no idea what they're saying. But just hearing the rhythms and the sounds of the language can certainly stir you up.
This is the track Ke Aloha from A. I like this track. It doesn't feature Oli, but it is very representative of her sound, and I really enjoy the arrangement.
That was great. Who's the third featured artist?
Napua Makua.
Ah, Napua. And of course, she wasn't always a Mrs. Makua.
No, she released her first album as Napua Grieg in 2008, and she cleaned up at the Grammys that year.
Yeah, she took them all home, practically. She spent most of the evening on the stage. So now she's Napua Makua, and now she's from Maui. And what's the song that you wanted to feature?
Nani Ohala. I love her voice, and her first album, Mahalo, is one of my favorite Hawaiian albums ever.
That voice is fantastic, and in fact, that first album was where she got the Best Female Vocalist of the Year that year, and it was at this most recent awards where she got the same award a second time, as well as Album of the Year, and of course, People's Choice Award. There was a lot of hooting and hollering for her in that ballroom. All right, well, artist number four.
Mark Yamanaka, mm-hmm. Hilo Boy. Yep. He was the big winner at this year's Nahoku Hano Awards. He won Album of the Year, Song of the Year, Best Male Artist, and Most Promising.
Right, and Most Promising, by the way, in the Hoku Awards is not the kiss of death, as they say, that you see at the Grammy Awards. It actually means something.
He's celebrating his first album, Le Pua Kenny Kenny. I really enjoy this album because it reminds me a lot of one of my favorite artists, Dennis Pavao, and his band, Hui Ohana. I think he has very similar arrangements and vocal style, and this is the title track. No Kale.
Ke aloha no ka ua loa. Na Pua Kenny Kenny by Mark Yamanaka. Great choice. Again, certainly the top winner this year. He took home the four big awards together, which just doesn't happen very often. In fact, the only other couple of artists that have done the same are Willie Kay, and he's the superstar of Hawaiian music, to be sure, and Kaylee E. Ray Shell. So I would say Mark Yamanaka is off to a great start. One to watch for sure. And hey, go Hilo Boys. Who's your final featured artist?
And my last pick is Kainani Kahauna Ele. That was Ohai Ula. Kainani won several Hoku awards this year. That particular song won Best Hawaiian Language Performance.
Right, and she's actually a Hawaiian language instructor. She's obviously very passionate about the language. She has that sort of haku mele style going all the way back, and kind of cites even Queen Liliuokalani as one of her inspirations. And this is not her first album. Her first album a few years ago won several Na Hoku Hanohano awards. She was Female Vocalist of the Year then, a Most Promising Artist then. So this is a great follow-up. What specifically drew you to this song and to this particular artist?
On this album, I think this is the song that's most traditional in terms of instruments and arrangements. I met Kainani, and she was very nice.
Oh, well, so that probably has an impact on you as well. I really love that the Hawaiian language is coming back into vogue. It's in sort of a revival. There's immersion Hawaiian language schools where you learn Hawaiian first before they even teach you English. And there was this kind of a political moment during the Hoku Awards this year where one of the winners said, I think that next year for you to win any Hoku Award, you have to have at least one Hawaiian language song on your album. And they think that's kind of great because there was once a time when Hawaiian as a language was very endangered, and it is still to this day, but it's certainly enjoying a renaissance, and music is one of the ways that that's happening. Well, that's a fantastic array of current, popular, and certainly talented Hawaiian music artists, from the very polished Manoa DNA to Natalie Ai Kama'u to Napua Makua, Mark Yamanaka, and of course the Hawaiian language talent of Kainani Kahaunaele. And this was fun, but as we mentioned, we're certainly going to do more Hawaiian music in the future.
Hawaiian music has so much going on in it. There's so many different styles. There's contemporary Hawaiian and traditional with chants, and I really want to talk about it all.
And there's reggae and even hip-hop. I'm not sure if we're even talented for those categories, so certainly stay tuned for that. Now, are all of these artists, the ones you mentioned, available to buy online?
Yes, they are on iTunes.
That's great. So certainly check them out, and if you couldn't get the names or spell them, and certainly I couldn't without looking them up, you can look for their links on our show page at popspotting.net. Now, we love Wild Card Wednesdays, and we are responding to what you say you want to hear. Music was certainly a top pick, but if there's something else you'd like to hear us tackle, it is up to you to get in touch with us.
Leave a comment on our blog at popspotting.net, drop us a line at feedback@popspotting.net, or leave a voicemail at 815-310-0808.
And of course, you can always connect with us at facebook.com/popspotting or twitter.com/popspotting.
Join us tomorrow for some pop talk and trivia. Thanks to Dan Pashman of The Sporkful for our theme song, and mahalo to you for listening.
For Pop Spotting, I'm Ryan.
I'm Jen.
Aloha.